Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to get tickled, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Elliot Shaw and Franklin Bauer, and we'll have not one, but two segments of holidays. Most of you know that in addition to music by vintage dance bands, I also love ragtime piano music, both vintage and contemporary, and one of contemporary ragtime's finest composers is my friend Vincent Matthew Johnson. Vincent has just recorded a piano roll, I think his first, of his composition Tickling Julie, and as soon as I heard that it had been released, I ordered my very own copy. Now, I don't even have a player piano, but my friend Connie does, and I hope we'll be listening to the roll on her piano this evening. Vincent Johnson's piano roll of his composition Tickling Julie is available on Olivewood Music Rolls, and you can find out more about it and all the other Olivewood rolls by my friends Carl Sonny Leyland and Tom Breyer by searching Olivewood Music Rolls on Facebook. So we're going to start the show with Tickling Julie, but not Vincent's Tickling Julie. I'll explain later.
Thank you.
What a fun record! From June 25, 1923, Gene Rodemick's Orchestra with St. Louis Tickle, composed in 1904 by Theron Catlin Bennett under the names Barney and Seymour. Bennett also wrote Sweet Pickles in 1907 as George E. Florence. That arrangement of St. Louis Tickle with all the musical effects was written by Glenn Snellgrove. Theron Bennett was born in Pierce City, Missouri in 1879, but in 1922 made his way to Los Angeles, where he led the Green Mill and Dutch Mill orchestras, as well as the Packard Six Orchestra, sponsored by the Packard Motor Company, and he was frequently heard on KFI, a Clear Channel radio station which could be heard as far away as the East Coast. Before that, it was Richard M. Jones and his Jazz Wizards with Jones on piano and Tickle Britches, a Richard M. Jones composition. That Victor recording was made in Chicago on February 8, 1929. We began that ticklish set with Tickling Julie, not Vincent Johnson's recent composition, but Fred Elizalde's composition of the same name, and I'm told by Johnson that there is no connection and it's strictly a coincidence. And in fact, that recording was by Fred Elizalde and his Cinderella Roof Orchestra. I don't know when Fred wrote his Tickling Julie, but I presume it was around the time of that recording, made in Los Angeles for the Hollywood Phonograph Company in June of 1926. Now, go check out Vincent Johnson's Tickling Julie on the Facebook page, Olivewood Music Rolls. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, April 5th, marked the birth in 1903 in Brooklyn, New York, of Franklin Bauer. He played violin as a child, but gave up playing in favor of singing, and by age 19, he was a soloist with the Park Avenue Baptist Church in New York City. In addition to about 65 sides with the Shannon Quartet and the Revelers, he made solo recordings on nearly a dozen labels and under nearly as many pseudonyms. He was the original voice of Firestone, and in 1931 went to France to study voice, returning to give a debut recital at Town Hall in December of 1933. He retired from singing shortly after and died of heart disease on February 24, 1950. Here's Franklin Bauer. Thank you.
just the same. Saturday night on her settee, oh, what a time there's gonna be. I haven't told her and she hasn't told me, but we know it's just the same. She still calls me mister, but she won't, I know she won't, after I've kissed her. I've got a feeling soon she'll be cooking my breakfast, wait and see. I haven't told her, she hasn't told me, but I know it's just the same.
Columbia house band The Columbians with a quintessential 20s tune, Me and My Shadow, composed by Dave Dreyer, with Franklin Bauer singing the Billy Rose lyric. That recording was made May 25, 1927. That was preceded with Franklin Bauer accompanied by Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders with I Haven't Told Her, She Hasn't Told Me, But We Know It Just the Same. That was recorded just 2 days after Me and My Shadow, but for Victor. I Haven't Told Her, She Hasn't Told Me was composed by Sammy Fain with the words by Al Dubin and Irving Kale. We begin our tribute to Franklin Bauer with the Victor Studio Group, The Virginians, directed by Nat Schilkrit, with It's a Million to One You're in Love, written by Benny Davis and Harry Axt. That record was made July 21st, 1927. Last segment, we spotlighted Franklin Bauer, and this segment, we feature another member of the Shannon Quartet and the Revelers, Elliot Shaw, born exactly 119 years ago on this very day, April 10th in 1887 in Des Moines, Iowa. Like Bauer, Elliott Shaw worked as a church soloist, and although he started his career as a bass, he joined the Shannon Four in 1917 as a baritone. Also like Bauer, he recorded solo under his own name and pseudonyms including Billy Travers, Frank Sterling, and Robert Craig. He made his final recordings in 1935 and retired to Berkshire, Massachusetts. He died on August 13th, 1973. Here's Elliott Shaw.
Thank you. the lane, love me again. Life is in vain without you. Nothing but rain down in the lane since you are gone. Sweet meadow rose, nobody knows, nobody cares when I'm blue. Others I've met, they will forget, you linger on. Roses of night, painted up bright, but in their hearts there's no love light. Bloom for a day, then fade away, leaving a stain. Out where the blue whispers of you, we'll find that love nest for two. Loving again, true to remain, rose of the lane.
Thank you.
Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, credited on the label of that January 12, 1928 Victor record, for some reason unknown to me, as Art Hickman's Orchestra, with Maybe You'll Be the One Who'll Be the One to Care. Maybe You'll Be the One Who'll Be the One to Care was written by Joe McKiernan, also the composer of That's My Girl, Cuban Moon, which we heard last week, although I only credited Norman Spencer and not McKiernan, and the World War I hit, You'll Be Sadder But Wiser, Mr. Kaiser, When Uncle Sam Gets Over There. Last segment, we heard Franklin Bauer with the Columbians, and before Maybe You'll Be the One, we heard Elliot Shaw with the Columbians. That was Rose of the Lane from October 29, 1927. Rose of the Lane was composed by Rube Wolf and Eugene West with the lyric by Alfred Bryan. We started off our tribute to Elliot Shaw with Edwin, J. McAnally's Orchestra with Joanne, recorded October 8, 1928. Joanne was written by Abner Silver, Maceo Pinkert, and Sam Ward. I played Dear When I Met You by McAnally's Orchestra last week, but announced it as Edward J. McAnally's Orchestra. I got no phone calls, email, social media posts, or letters pointing out the error, which either means you're all very kind not to point out the slip, I obviously know better, or, and more likely, no one was listening. Okay, maybe you were listening and being kind. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, April 7th, marked the birth in 1915 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of Eleonora Fagan. Name doesn't ring a bell? You may know her better as legendary jazz singer Billie Holiday. She began singing in after-hours jazz clubs in Baltimore and, after moving to New York, sang in obscure Harlem nightclubs, moving from one to another and working for tips. She began using the professional name of Billie Holiday after film star Billy Dove. Although she had no formal voice training and never learned how to read music, she had unique diction, phrasing, and dynamic range. She was discovered by John Hammond and made her first records in 1933 with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. In 1935, she recorded four sides, which went on to become hits, including What a Little Moonlight Can Do and Miss Brown to You. Holiday enjoyed mainstream success throughout the 1930s, 40s, and into the 1950s, including three sold-out concerts at Carnegie Hall. She died in New York on July 17, 1959, at just 44 years of age. Here are three from Lady Day.
Must I go on, carry on? wanting you so, wanting you so. Where will it end? How will it end? A smile on my face, a song on my lips, but never forgetting you, I'm painting the town red to hide a heart that's blue.
I knew somehow this happened.
Billie Holiday with Lester Young and Teddy Wilson on May 11, 1937, and Mean to Me, composed by Fred Allert with lyrics by Roy Turk. Before that, with Teddy Wilson's orchestra, it was These Foolish Things Remind Me of You, from June 30, 1936. These Foolish Things was composed by Jack Strachey with the lyrics by Eric Maskowitz under his pen name, Holt Marvell. It was first featured in the London Review Spread It Abroad, but didn't become popular until it was recorded by Leslie Hutchinson, better known as Hutch. We started off our tribute to Billie Holiday with her July 31, 1935 recording of I'm Painting the Town Red, with the lyrics by Charlie Tobias, Charles Newman, and Sam H. Stept. Last segment, we featured Billie Holiday, and for this final segment of the show, we're going to have some more holidays. Here's Fats Waller and his rhythm.
Sunday too. Every day is a holiday since the day that I found you. Each heaven on earth day feels like a birthday, a May Day rendezvous. Cause every day is a holiday since the day that I found you. They ought to hang the flags out. They ought to close those banks. Yeah. Though it's not November, baby, I feel like thanks. You know I says, you're a happy new year, a movie premiere, a Christmas present too. Cause every day is a holiday since the day that I found you. Bring me on out there with that holiday, yeah. Thank you. that I found you.
Yeah.
I'm just a holiday sweetheart, just for 2 weeks in September, then all of the year to remember. Someone I've got to forget. 25 shillings a week, it's only a bare existence. Yet somehow I manage to pay for a fortnight's holiday. 25 shillings a week, and always I see in the distance a lover who will come my way on that fortnight's holiday. But holidays have to stop, and once more I've returned. I'm back again in the shop with my face and my fingers burned. I'm just a holiday sweetheart, just for 2 weeks in September, then all the year to remember. Someone I've got to forget. Holiday, sweetheart. Each time I think that it's true love, then I find that I'm made a fool of. He won't remember we've met. When I left, he said that he'd write, but I'm quite sure he won't. Once I used to think that they might, but now I know they don't. Not to a holiday, sweetheart. Happy enough when I start out, then I'm back crying my heart out. Lying to friends when I say I've had a wonderful holiday.
¶¶
taking a broom, he's sweeping the Milky Way. Tell your steady to get ready for a sweetheart's holiday. The birds of the land are forming a band, and oh, what a tune they'll play. Congregating, syncopating for a sweetheart's holiday. Pack up your hugs and kisses and fall into line. Be there at 7:45 moonlight saving time. So line up your cars right under the stars, way out where the breezes play. Tell your city to get ready for a sweetheart's holiday.
There's a nice way to finish up a show. I've played it by Ted Lewis and Benny Goodman, but there you had A Jazz Holiday by Abe Lyman's Sharps and Flats on November 28, 1928. A Jazz Holiday was written by Walter Melrose and a guy with one of the classiest names ever, W. Benton Overstreet. Before that, it was the Henry Bussey Orchestra playing J. Russell Robinson's tune Sweetheart's Holiday, with Richard Berry singing Irving Cale's lyrics. That Victor recording is from August 9, 1929. Sweetheart's Holiday was preceded by Holiday Sweetheart. That was the glorifier of American song Ruth Etting in September of 1936. Holiday Sweetheart is from the show Transatlantic Rhythm, for which Desmond Carter and Irving Caesar wrote the words, and Ray Henderson the music. We begin that holiday segment with Fats Waller and his rhythm and Every Day's a Holiday, recorded in Hollywood on December 16, 1937. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.